Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right, good evening and welcome to the broadcast. Jim Paris here with you live on Sunday nights from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern. And we love the downloads during the week, and their downloads are getting to be, seriously incredible, the number of people downloading the show all over the internet. In fact, I missed doing a live show about a month ago and just was hammered with emails from people saying, hey, where's the show? And I know how that can be. You know, you get into the habit of downloading certain podcasts and following certain people. We've been on the air now for a year and a month with this program, and it's just amazing to see the growth of the downloads and the number of people listening live and the comments I get over at Facebook and Twitter. Just really exciting to see that. We've got a new affiliate we're adding. We're going to be announcing that in 2 weeks. I love this time of the year. I love when the summer is coming to an end and we're starting to just get into that little bit of cooler weather here in Florida. My favorite time of the year is fall here in Florida, and September, October especially, because we get those really cool nights where it gets down maybe into the 50s or 60s, and just love that time of year. So excited about that. And tonight we've got a great program lined up for you. The website, of course, is ChristianMoney.com. That's where you can follow me all throughout the week 24/7. There are links at the website to the blog, which is blog.ChristianMoney.com. Also links to my Facebook and Twitter feeds as well. Tonight in hour number two, our guest, this is going to be interesting. His name is John Mica, not the congressman. I don't believe there's any relation either. We'll ask him that. He's got a book out called The Autistic Holocaust, The Reason Our Children Keep Getting Sick. And this is a really controversial topic, the issue of vaccinations and autism. And I'll tell you one of the things about this that has always interested me, and I don't know a lot about it, but I find it so interesting how polarized the two sides are on this discussion. And literally, if you bring this up on a talk show, I mean, people don't want to hear the other side. Those people, pharmaceutical people, the medical professionals, you know, God bless them. You know, they're doing good work. But what's wrong with supplements? What's wrong with the parent that has an objection to a vaccine? It's almost as if you're as bad as a serial killer if you come out with any information on the other side of this. So we're going to do that in hour number two. We'll also take your calls on that in hour number two for our guest, John Mica, John E. Mica. And we'll be talking about this book, The Autistic Holocaust. He is the father of a son that suffers from autism. And it's a fascinating topic, and one that we need to talk more about. And who knows, maybe in our lifetime we'll see some major breakthroughs on this. But I'll be honest with you, the jury really is still out on the whole issue of vaccines and how that affects children and what side effects there are. And I found this book fascinating, and I heard John Mica on an interview on another talk show talking about the book, and even how there's a special court set up here in the United States for parents whose children have medical issues related to vaccinations, where they can go and have their side of the story heard and get a financial award for their case. You wouldn't know that, right? Because all those that are pro-vaccination tell us that, hey, it's all good. There's no problem. This is all made up. It's just a bunch of conspiracy theorists that are giving us this information. So we're alternative radio, right? We're going to give you the other side of it. You'll get the mainstream from ABC, CNN, NBC, all of those places. And we're going to give you the other side of the story tonight in hour number two as we talk about the book, The Autistic Holocaust. Fascinating things happening in the world of politics. If it was not enough that we now have, what is it, 17 people running for president on the Republican side? Just fascinating. And I heard Donald Trump made quite a display at the Iowa Fair, the state fair in Iowa. He landed with his $7 million Donald Trump helicopter and was quite the rock star. I guess he was there, others were there, but the two big names that we heard about were Hillary's visit and Donald Trump. And it is fascinating to note that rumors are now swirling about two individuals coming into the race on the Democratic side. Now, one of these will not be a huge surprise to folks, but the name Joe Biden. We're starting to hear a very significant buzz about Joe Biden. And many people say he's just simply waiting for the right moment and he's going to step out. And he's going to, and that would be fascinating, right? Because here's Hillary Clinton. To some extent, she's already walking a tightrope trying to tell us why her vision for the future is one we should buy into and why she won't simply be delivering a third term for Obama. But yet she wants Obama's support. She wants Obama's followers. So she can't really take too hard of a tact against Obama and his policies. But then if you bring Joe Biden in, the sitting vice president under Obama, he has to run, of course, on the idea of a third term for Obama. So that really might bring some contrast over on the Democratic side. But here's what's interesting. So fascinating. Al Gore. Wow. Remember Al Gore, the hanging Chad, the so-called election that ended in a tie between him and George W. Bush. He concedes the election, but then comes back later and says, but not so fast. Al Gore, all these years later, and you know, I haven't really done a lot of research on Al Gore's life in recent years. A couple of things pop out when I think about Al Gore. Controversies, right? There are three of them that I can just, right off the top of my head, I can think of. I believe that he and his wife are split. I don't know if he and Tipper are officially divorced or not. They may be. But that was some time ago. I'm not sure in today's world that that is really a deal breaker for voters. But then there was, do you remember the massage therapist incident where he had some kind of an unpleasant interaction with a massage therapist and that went public? That's a little bit seedy. That was a really weird story. I'll never forget the part of that story where as the massage therapist relates it, Al Gore comes to she comes to his hotel room door, knocks on the door. He opens the door and she says that Gore says to her, "Hi, I'm Al." And he gives her a big hug. I mean, this is the former vice president of the United States. And then of course there was the whole deal where, he had this television network that was then sold to Al Jazeera for hundreds of millions of dollars. And I think he ended up in some litigation with Al Jazeera over that. I don't know the whole backstory. There was litigation with Keith Olbermann, I do know that, who was a former anchor on Al Gore's network. But in any case, the idea of a former vice president of the United States building a television network and then that network being sold to what is clearly a house organ for the Islamic extremists, Al Jazeera television, which I know has become a little bit more mainstream. I know that that's true. I know that they've actually hired some U.S. journalists and they've tried to be a little bit more mainstream. But still, I think no one can argue that it's very much leaning in a direction that would not be a direction you would want to in any way be associated with running for president. So I think those are some issues that might still haunt Al Gore. It would be fascinating, though, right? Wouldn't you love to see it on the stage? Al Gore, Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, Hillary Clinton. Wow, I would buy a ticket to that. I would even spring for a large bucket of popcorn to watch that. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about 30 days to the end of the Shemitah. What does that mean to you and your stock funds? Hi, this is radio talk show host and proud gun owner Jim Paris for HomeGunBusiness.com. Recent statistics show that gun sales are absolutely going through the roof. Honestly, it's no wonder today that people are buying guns in such record numbers. I just stumbled across a very, very interesting way to cash in on the explosion in firearm sales. Did you know that you can legally set up a home-based gun dealership and the cost to obtain a federal firearms license is ridiculously low? As an FFL dealer, you can even buy your own guns and ammo at wholesale. Now, if you'd like to get all of the details and the information you need to get started in a business like this, check out the website HomeGunBusiness.com. That's HomeGunBusiness.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions, so why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government when you can be truly independent with Liberty HealthShare, a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care? Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. Liberty HealthShare. Together, we are one.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back coming to you live tonight from my home in Palm Coast, Florida. Secret and undisclosed location. We're not going to tell you the street address. But in any case, a lot of weird things happening. Before the break, mentioning the possibility that Al Gore may be getting ready to announce. Al Gore and Joe Biden. Talk about a ghost from the past, Al Gore. You remember when Al Gore went up against Ross Perot, and that was on the Larry King show? Larry, we've been sitting here jabbering. Our national debt's going up by $1 billion, Larry. Wow. All we need now is Ross Perot in this. Can you imagine Trump going up against Al Gore? I mean, Trump going up against Hillary, I'd probably just feel sorry for Hillary. But Trump going up against Al Gore, I mean, that would be, oh my goodness, I would pay, that would be pay-per-view. $90, $100 pay-per-view, like watching a Mayweather fight. I'm ready to do that. Get me my credit card. Tell me where I send my money. All right, tonight's big sponsor, we want to welcome a new sponsor to the broadcast. This is really cool. Whether you're someone who's into the martial arts or self-defense or any of that, you don't want to be out by yourself or, God forbid, with your family and get attacked by someone on the street and not know what to do. Now, not everybody has a lot of time to go train in the martial arts. I'm a second-degree black belt in taekwondo. I'll tell you, I train about 5 or 6 hours a week, every single week. I go in and I train at the martial arts studio. It's a lot of work, and I've been training for, wow, probably 12 years now. And maybe that's not for you, you know, working all the way up to get a black belt and going into the martial arts studio 2 or 3 days a week. Maybe you just don't have time to do that. But at the same time, you see what's happening in the newspaper, right? The knockout game. You're out with your family and a bunch of thugs come up on you. What do you do? This is fascinating. The website is fightender.com. Fightender.com. These folks will send you a free DVD, which has 15 techniques on it that will end any fight in 4 to 7 seconds. And I've taken a look at this. This is really some great stuff. So if you're someone into self-defense or you're just interested in the topic, it's a free DVD. All you have to do is pay the cost of shipping. I think it's like $7 or $8 to ship it to you, the DVD. And they do have other products for sale. This is why they're giving away this DVD for free. So when you go to their website and you get your freebie, they're going to also offer you some other things, but you don't have to take any of those other things. Or maybe you want to take some of the other videos. But you can get your freebie by going to the website fightender.com. That's fightender.com. Check them out tonight. Get your free DVD, 15 ways to end any fight in 4 to 7 seconds. Fightender.com. All right, it's 30 days to the end of the Shemitah. And of course, Jonathan Kahn has been on the broadcast with us, the gentleman that wrote The Harbinger, and he wrote the book, The Mystery of the Shemitah. And I wanted to share with you a little bit tonight, just, you know, what is this? What does this mean? We're also in this hour going to be talking about Donald Trump. He has now defied his critics and come out with a number of policy papers with specific details on what he would do, everything from the economy to immigration. And we're going to talk a little bit about some of the details of his immigration plan. I love this. I love that he's fighting back, that he's coming out saying, nope, I'm just not a soundbite guy. I've got a detailed plan here. And so he is releasing these position papers. All right. So the Shemitah, what is it? It is an agricultural cycle from the Bible, and these cycles are 7 years in length. So every 7 years, which is where the word Shemitah comes from, because it means seven. This is from the Old Testament, the seven-year cycles. And then you have every 7 years, so seven times seven is 49 years. Every 7 years, you have a Shemitah that is the seventh Shemitah. So you have the 49-year cycle. That's what's happening right now. On September the 13th will be the end of the 49 years. And I'm not Jonathan Kahn, so I can't go into a rant here like he does and give you all of the significance of this. But I can tell you that a lot of people are really excited. They're really fascinated about what's going to happen in the month of September, specifically when the Shemitah cycle ends, the 49 years, the seventh cycle of 7 years ends on September the 13th. And there's a lot of weird things that are going on right now. For example, did you know that the Pope will be visiting the United States in the month of September. In fact, he will be at the White House. He is scheduled to be at the White House on September the 24th. Did you know that in the month of September is the fourth of the blood moons, the tetrad, the four blood moons? You've seen the books, John Hagee and others writing about the four blood moons and the significance that every one of these blood moons has landed on a high Jewish holiday. The fourth of the blood moons comes in September. We have all kinds of things happening in the world. We've got, I just wrote my newsletter to members of our subscription site, and I pointed out some things that really make me wonder about what side of history the United States is going to fall on. And here's the significance of the Shemitah. What we're told is that at the end of each of these seven-year cycles, there is either a blessing if you're right with God, or there's a curse if you're not right with God, a judgment on you if you're not right with God. And so Jonathan Cahn, in his book, The Mystery of the Shemitah, he goes back through these seven-year cycles. He goes back to 2008 and tells us what happened, the economic collapse, what happened in 2001, of course, 9/11 and the financial collapse. Takes us back to 1994, the collapse of the bond market. I mean, it is just shocking when you look at these seven-year cycles. And we're up on another seven-year cycle, but this is the seventh seven-year cycle, so it's 49 years. And when we look at where the stock market is, it's pretty close to all-time highs. It did lose a few hundred points recently. But then we had the Chinese devaluing their currency this last week, which really caused some trouble with the stock market. So there's some really strange things going on. The Federal Reserve is now in a position where they've got to seriously consider raising interest rates at the Fed Open Market Committee, which is going to be coming in September. So all this stuff is happening. It's all kind of converging in September. And those people that are big on Bible prophecy and have been following the four blood moons, following the Shemitah, the seven-year cycles, but now this being the seventh of the seven-year cycles, the 49 years, are really saying, hey, get out of the stock market. Put your money into safe investments. Well, I've gone one step further than that. I actually took all of our family's retirement money last week, and I moved it all into what are called bear mutual funds, B-E-A-R. That's a type of mutual fund. You know, on Wall Street, when we talk about the bulls and the bears, a bear market being a down market, these are special mutual funds that actually go up when the stock market goes down. So if the stock market goes down 10%, these kinds of mutual funds go up 10%. I posted a link to a whole list of these bear mutual funds on my Twitter feed earlier this week. So look for that over at James L. Paris. Well, if you want to know who the worst spying corporation has been, who's been working with the government to spy on you, we'll tell you who that is right after this.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Now, a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue. For just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make an 81% return in 60 seconds? We can show you how using our free tool. Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars in profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple, my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Best part, it's 100% free. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back in hour number two. My guest is John E. Micah. His book is The Autistic Holocaust, The Reason Our Children Keep Getting Sick. And this is going to be fascinating, very controversial, the connection between vaccines and autism. And boy, you talk about setting up two sides against each other. It is fireworks whenever you bring this topic up, but we're going to do it in hour number two in just a few minutes. So stay tuned for that. We'll also take calls. This article I found today was interesting. And I have to tell you, I dumped AT&T a few months ago, not because of this, but just in general. We decided to go a different direction with our cell phone service, just getting tired of the bills going up and not understanding why they were going up. And I was with them for 8 years. But this is fascinating. From PCWorld.com, the headline, AT&T, a closer partner of NSA than previously known, Snowden documents show. A new analysis of documents leaked by Edward Snowden highlights massive surveillance efforts with special help from AT&T. And this is by columnist Mark Ferranti. And he says, a fresh analysis of the documents disclose that AT&T has been a much closer and eager partner for the National Security Agency's internet spying activities than was previously known. And it says AT&T has been by far the most critical telecom player in the NSA surveillance efforts, and its willing participation in mass spying on both foreign and U.S. citizens has apparently been crucial in helping the U.S. agency take advantage of bulk record collection laws, according to a joint report in ProPublica and the New York Times. AT&T denies the allegations, says that they only provide documentation to the government when they receive a court order. But it seems like a lot of the information I've been reading, this isn't the first really that I've heard about AT&T acting in this capacity. But here's the reality. The reality is that a lot of these corporations, and I'm not giving them a pass, a lot of them really have no choice, because when you understand how this government operates and you understand that there is really a shadow government, a second layer of power, I believe even above the president, that is operating in our intelligence and military complex in the United States in Washington, D.C., they really do have you by the you-know-what. And if you don't do what they say, they can cause tremendous amounts of difficulty for you. Now, AT&T, still to this day, much of the major infrastructure throughout the United States is controlled and run by AT&T. For example, there is a golf course not very far from my home, and there's a really indescript building that has a fence around it, and it doesn't have like a sign out front what it is. It's just this little building. Doesn't have any windows. And if you go up there really close, it's AT&T, and you'll see these little nondescript buildings around, and it's sort of like the, you know, back in the day when we all had the hard line phones wired coming into our house, and you know, you had Ma Bell that was broken up. You know, AT&T basically had the monopoly. Well, I think a lot of that infrastructure is still controlled by AT&T. And so it would make sense that the government would use them. But again, it just, what does it confirm? It confirms that unreasonable search and seizure is alive and well in the United States. And we have corporations going along with this, according to this article, an eager partner of the government. That's kind of going pretty far, but seems like they've done their homework at PC World to be able to make that statement. Of course, AT&T denies it, but I guess just another reason to get away from AT&T, in addition to high bills, another reason to get away from them. But, you know, honestly, I don't know if you're any better off anywhere else. I don't know enough about it to know, but I just don't like reading articles like that. All right, Donald Trump, defying his critics, has come out now with a number of position papers, and there's more to come on this, details on what he would do if president. And I have his position paper up on my screen right here, and this is on the topic of immigration. And you know what's interesting about these position papers? I think the release of these position papers really puts Donald Trump now into a different category, because everyone had written Donald Trump off as a soundbite guy, as a guy that, you know, had that funny line about Rosie O'Donnell at the debates. He was somebody that was keeping things interesting, quote unquote, but wasn't here for the long run. This is what all the pundits have been telling us. I don't think that that can be the case. You can say that anymore with a guy that's releasing position papers. This one here, some 1900 words, a position paper that starts out with the headline "Immigration Reform That Will Make America Great Again." And three great points he starts with here. A nation without borders is not a nation. A nation without laws is not a nation. A nation that does not serve its own citizens is not a nation. And then he starts right out with a headline of his first paragraph, "Make Mexico Pay for the Wall." And he goes into detail of how he would make Mexico pay for a wall to be built. And I'd hate to be Mexico if Trump has to do any of these things that he's threatening to do here, if Mexico doesn't pay for the wall. And people have been making light of this claim that Trump said, not only are we going to build a wall, but we're going to make Mexico pay for the wall. And people were like, yeah, right. Somebody send that guy another drink down to the end of the bar. But this is serious stuff here. A lot of details. Probably the biggest takeaway, however, I will tell you, is something that, and you'll find this interesting, you will find Democrats and Republicans, sometimes, you know, strange bedfellows on the topic of birthright citizenship. The idea that an illegal immigrant comes into the United States and gives birth, and then that child automatically becomes a U.S. citizen. Now, this is not really constitutional, but it's sort of something almost by tradition in recent decades that we have adopted as a country. And there's some real question about that. Is that really, I mean, if we go all the way back, we want to be true, hardcore constitutionalists. Do you really get citizenship if your parent is not a citizen? I don't think so. And this idea that you just you know, you can just get an inch over the border and give birth, and now you have a child that's a citizen. And here's why this is so significant. Because these kids that are called anchor babies, the reason they're called that, and the reason why this is such a big deal, is because many of these illegal immigrants are able to stay here. Because what happens is they have a child once they've crossed into the U.S. illegally. Now the child becomes a citizen by way of our current interpretation of how that works, which I don't think is correct. It's interesting, though. Harry Reid, for example, is against birthright citizenship. You know, the infamous Democrat, Harry Reid. So you've got Democrats and Republicans, and Donald Trump says he will end birthright citizenship. And what's so huge about that is we have this whole this whole population, this maybe a third of the illegals, I think, have a child that is a citizen because of this kind of a situation. And so what happens is you have this sympathy that kicks in that, well, what are we going to do? The kid is a citizen, so we keep the kid here and send the parents back? We can't do that. And so you have the sympathy that's drummed up. It's kind of like the sympathy that the Menendez brothers had when they killed their parents, and then their lawyer asked for sympathy from the jury because they were orphans when they killed their parents. In other words, these illegals have created this scenario. They've illegally come into the United States, given birth to a child that's now an American citizen, quote unquote, and now they create this kind of this conundrum. Well, what are we going to do? We got an American citizen baby and two illegal parents. How can we resolve this? Oh, well, I guess they all just have to stay, right? And that's what a lot of politicians do. They can't really think through this. So I think Trump is right in addressing this. End birthright citizenship. That's one of the biggest takeaways. You're going to hear that on all of your Monday talk shows as they talk about Trump's various position papers. When we come back, we're going to talk about a real weenie by the name of John Kasich and why he's really a rhino and not a true Republican and what he has to say about immigration. Stay tuned. Hi, this is radio talk show host and proud gun owner Jim Paris for HomeGunBusiness.com. Have you seen websites or even heard radio ads offering guns for sale? Well, let me let you in on a little secret. Did you know that if someone buys a gun mail order, it must be shipped first to a local federally licensed firearms dealer? Now, the local dealer can make $25 to $50 for simply receiving the gun and doing the paperwork for the buyer. Now, most people don't know that they can do this. They can become a fully licensed federal firearms dealer for under $200, operate a business like this from home, and just doing these simple transfers, they can earn hundreds of dollars per week. Now, that's not all. As an FFL, you can also buy guns and ammo wholesale for yourself. Check it out today, HomeGunBusiness.com. The website, HomeGunBusiness.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government when you can be truly independent with Liberty HealthShare, a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care? Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. Liberty HealthShare. Together, we are one.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back, and we have just a few minutes left in our first hour. In hour number two, my guest is John E. Micah. His book is The Autistic Holocaust, The Reason Our Children Keep Getting Sick. We'll be talking about vaccinations and their alleged links to autism. That'll be fireworks for sure in hour number two. I've been following this recent announcement here. What's John Kasich, Ohio governor? He's been in the run here for the presidential nomination on the Republican ticket. He's been running for a couple weeks now, I believe. And his star's kind of been rising. He's been getting a lot of publicity. He's running into trouble, however. And I have to tell you that I don't like a lot of things he's talking about. You know, I just don't like these guys that he just gets into the race and he's out on the stump talking about a pathway to citizenship. You know, that sounds a lot like Jeb Bush to me. I really don't want to hear about that. I want to hear about, what are you going to do for us Americans? I don't want to hear about a pathway to citizenship and all this. To me, why are we talking so much about that? It really bothers me when we hear that kind of talk. And I'll tell you, I heard John Kasich on the Laura Ingraham radio show this week. And Laura Ingraham, who is a very tough interviewer, and she really went after him on this immigration issue. And I'll tell you what, she backed him into a corner, and this is what he said, and I'm paraphrasing. He said, "Well, Laura, are you going to pit one group of Americans against another group of Americans?" And Laura interrupted him, and she says, "But they're not Americans, Governor. We're not talking about Americans. We're talking about illegal aliens." Well, yeah, you're okay. Yeah, I stand corrected. He out and out called them Americans in his response, which I think Freudian slip, whatever you want to call it, that really says a lot about John Kasich. And I'm not really sure what his brand of Republicanism is. There are a lot of Republicans that have been convinced by consultants that they have to be really, really careful about what they say about illegal immigration. Now, I don't know if this is true or not. I don't know if, for example, you make it really clear that you are not talking about legal immigrants. You're not talking about Hispanics ethnically. You're not talking about that group. You're not talking about the legal Hispanics or the Hispanics that were born and raised here the Hispanic community. And I don't know why we think that the Hispanic community is not smart enough to understand the difference between illegal and legal. So if you're a Hispanic and you were born here, or you are legally here, or you have gained citizenship after immigrating here legally and properly following the rules, and you hear a candidate talking about illegal immigrants, you don't say, oh, he's talking about me. He's being racist. He's talking about the Hispanic community. I'm not going to vote for this guy. I give Hispanics far more credit than that. I really do. I don't think that they see this as one issue, that a candidate can't be, for example, for a wall, for sending people, at least making these people get in line and making these people in some limited period of time get legally registered as if they were starting from the outside of the country. You know, I don't know how practical it is to ship everybody back. I'm not for that. I don't think that makes any sense. But I think this idea of us talking about this sort of fast track, if you will, to citizenship for these folks, I don't think we need to do that. I think, for example, if you were to just have some very, very draconian penalties for employers that did not verify that someone was here legally with a social security card and a legal right to work here, and you made the penalties so draconian that an employer would have to pay thousands of dollars, maybe even criminal charges would be filed if they knowingly hired an illegal alien and put them to work. I think that a lot of this problem would go away. I really do. I think you would not only address those living here illegally, but also you would take away any reason to migrate. Why would you immigrate to the U.S.? I mean, if you know you can't work here, what would be the purpose? Tap into social services, some might say. Well, that's true, but I think largely people coming over are coming over to work. And maybe they fall upon hard times and they tap into our social net. But I think a lot of those tapping into our social services are working, and they're working poor. And the reason they're working and not getting paid fairly or getting paid very much is because they're here illegally and their employer's able to exploit them and take advantage of that. So I don't think it's good for anyone. But I think we give Hispanics too little credit when we say that we can't be at the same time pro-Hispanic and yet also against illegal immigration. I don't see why there's a problem with that. But John Kasich appears to be drinking the Kool-Aid. Another interesting story about Kasich is he was confronted with the Iraq question. You know, did we make a mistake by going into Iraq? And apparently he's come out now and said, yes, we made a mistake going into Iraq, but somebody researched it. And even though he wasn't in Congress at the time, so he didn't vote, he did make a public speech supporting the president, President Bush, going into Iraq, which, you know, at the time, and this is the thing, at the time, Saddam Hussein had defied 17 UN resolutions, was shooting at our jets that were patrolling the no-fly zone. I mean, this was a bad guy. So it's really easy to go back and say we never should have gone in. And of course, knowing what we know today, we shouldn't have gone in. That's pretty clear. Why it took Jeb Bush several days to answer that question, who knows? But we can't make the decision that way. When you're the president at that time, you know, 9/11 and everything that happened, and you have Saddam Hussein not willing to allow for UN inspections, and he was someone who had weapons of mass destruction in the past and was considered to have them again by most world intelligence services. You know, I don't know what I would have done if I were the president at the time. I'm not sure that I would have launched the level of attack and send in an occupying force. I don't think we needed to go that far, but I think something militarily did need to be done. So a lot of these Republicans, you know, instead of just being honest and defending their original position, which was to go into Iraq, and people can respect that, even Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, they supported going into Iraq. Instead of just being honest, they want to, you know, kind of modify, I don't think I was really for it at the time, and I wouldn't be for it today. I don't think that's the way to do it, because you're going to get caught. And it looks like John Kasich was caught. He made a public speech, and someone has now, kind of put that speech out there compared to what he's saying today. And a lot of these guys are trying to say what they think we want to hear. And I think where Trump, the lesson of Trump and why he's succeeding is he doesn't really care what people think. He just says what he feels we need to do. And even people that don't really agree with Trump like him and respect him because he just speaks what's in his heart and what's in his head and doesn't really worry about what people think. And these politicians are so careful and crafty about choosing every word. And I was before it, before I was against it, before I was for it. I think people are done with that. I really do. And I think we're seeing a new generation of the kind of politician. Who knows how long Trump will be in it? It looks like he's in it for the long run. He's leading in all the polls. He's got all these position papers out, which I think was smart for him to release these over the weekend, because now the media has sort of had all the wind taken out of their sails going into this next week. I don't know what they're going to say about Trump now, because they can't say no details. Well, no details, just another soundbite, because now he's given us the details. But John Kasich, I'm not impressed. But here's what's strategically interesting about Kasich. He is the governor of Ohio. He was a congressman for many years in Ohio. We know that for a Republican to win the White House, you almost have to bring Ohio in to that electoral count. You've got to have Ohio, right? So John Kasich may, in fact, be positioning himself as the top pick for VP. That would be my guess, that if you are you're the top of the ticket and you need Ohio, people love Kasich in Ohio. He's very, very popular there, not just among Republicans, but also among blue-collar workers, Democrats as well. I see Kasich as a VP, and maybe he sees himself as that, in that role as well, and this is sort of how he's starting his journey. So mark my words, write that down. John Kasich will be the second name on the Republican ticket. I don't know who's on the top yet. Could Trump pick Kasich? That'd be interesting. Trump Kasich. Not sure that Trump would bring somebody in with such, I think, divergent views from his. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back after the news, we're going to talk about whether autism is connected to vaccines here in the United States. A fiery discussion will follow. Stay tuned. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris. And if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.